Don't listen to that. That might be a good speech. Get you a nice hat while you're in your house. Get you a nice hat while you're in your house watching it on the television. Pretty hat. Get yourself fixed up. The TV's watching you, Marshall McLuhan says, so make sure you brush them teeth. Shine yourself up. That's about 8K. Them smart houses know what you're doing. They know what you're doing. Don't you worry. They know. They just being nice. They ain't saying nothing. They know what you're doing. So now you come back around and you go, oh, I think I understand. And then what you don't understand is that it's been encapsulated. So the question of all questions should be after a little while, hey, wait a minute. How did that food get inside the Costco? How did it get there? How did it arrive? Did they make it there? Did they do it there? Well, if they make it there, then they should never run out of anything. It should just be there. Okay, good. But what happens when they decide that they can't? They've lined it up where you have to stay apart and you got to do this and got to do that. Apparently all that's okay because starving to death must be right up there with the coronavirus. But nobody says what happens. There's step, step, step. And then what happened to it's only old people? Now people 30 years old are dropping like flies. Now people 20 years
no,
old
they're
are dropping
not.
Like flies. Yes, they are. Yes, they are. Yes, they are.
Okay, I can't take it.
Oh, yes, they are. Oh, yes, they are. Oh, yes, they are.
Give your team a little better effort, Carol.
Oh, we don't care. We would just soon it be the old people. It's making a difference. They know better. They know what's up. Go ahead. But that's not the case. Once again, the tech body has lured them into this causal reality of a condition that the android meme says it doesn't matter to me. The me too turned into it doesn't affect me. So it became the not me movement. And now not me has caught them right in the ass. This is the new not me movement has caught them in the ass. People run around doing whatever they want to do thinking it don't affect me. Sky's going to fall, but not on me. But now they've morphed that into a thing. The tech body says, oh, yeah? Oh, yeah? And it's like, whew. Okay, Spanky. Here we go. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, frequencies are moving. Things are changing. Things are shifting. The known is unknown. The unknown is known. Every word that's proceeded from the tiny note is now being made manifest to the chagrin of many. We can assure you that. No one wanted that bullshit to come through. Are you kidding? You just assumed the Holy Orifice took over. The Holy Orifice could Club 22 could have ruled the world, but no, they couldn't do that. They couldn't do that. No, no, no. You had to turn it into this thing that there really is no controls to. So now, this is the saddest indictment that's ever been for a little man on this earth. The best hope you've got today is Bob. Your best hope. Yeah.
All right.
Scary,
so listen, I have an update.
Scary. Run. 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 If the best hope you got is Bob. But today, that's the best
right.
You got. Now, you want to finish your Book of the Dead or you got to do a commentary on the commentary?
I have a quick statement. You know this phrase, the herb it orbs or herb it orbs?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
From
yep.
Finnegan's Wake. The herb it orbs.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Lofty
yes.
showed up. This past week, who's
right.
Lofty? If you remember the Dukes of Non-Physical, Lofty is that sort of negligent, what do you call it, retardant, this person who hasn't been attending for decades, Steve
yeah,
Reimer,
right you.
Who made my time
right, right you. Right
Steve
you
Reimer,
right,
for
right
some reason, got
Lofty.
An off his ass up there in Ontario and is joining the fray, and he knows a little something, so he posted
yeah.
a little while ago, Carolyn.
Yeah.
He wrote a quote. From September 10th, 2016, where Ion said, this is like 4 years ago, Bob is a cold, dry orb.
Uh-huh.
Lofty found it for the male faction.
Uh-huh.
Bob, and I don't see Ginny or anybody, any of the women faction or you yourself coming up with it. Bob is a cold, dry orb, which sums up what Ion just said. The herb, it bobs, it orbs.
Wow. And what did they
Bob's
say about it? They brought the orb.
Bob's always
the orb
competing.
That's right. I never
I
let
out.
Always on duty.
I
24/7.
Father.
10 million years I've been doing it.
And look where it got you.
I do it with five of my bodies tied behind your back, Carolyn.
And he's all, and Carolyn, he's almost figured it out. Isn't that great?
10 million years, the longest Damascus-Emmaus merger.
Emmaus.
Merger.
Well, it could be. It could be. The representation, now see, here's the fun. You have some implementation. There's some implements here that can apply. Because see, Bob, you have treblers. Carolyn is most definitely a trebler. Now, she loses it, and then we have to let it go, because things take its own. See, it takes its own. Remember, fire makes its own wind. And you can use the angels to control it, but fire still makes its own wind. You see? Maybe you could have saved Sodom and Gomorrah, but you couldn't save Lot's wife. That bitch is gone. It's through. There's the rub. So the magic of this implementation is engaging. You can't now, you've got yourself in a world where you can't lay down your tech body. Remember? Even if you say, oh, Ion's saying, we're suggesting that we should become a thorough Luddite. You can look that up. A thorough Luddite. It still doesn't matter that they still got you. They're bringing your groceries now to your door. That's the only way you can get them now, soon. So don't get mad about the delivery. The way they deliver your food, your groceries, your restaurant food, and your, now your washing powders, and your you don't have to buy no toilet paper. You got a 9-year supply of toilet paper. You're good on toilet paper. Don't worry about that. And the MREs, when they start dropping those by, you better have enough water to put in them to make that work. But now you got, oh God, you're talking about that. Who's the ridiculous one that said that, that the Columbine didn't happen? It's so sad.
Alex Jones.
Yes, Alex Jones. You don't have to jump that far off and go get your ammos and your guns, and they're not going to take this TV when them aliens come to take over. They're not going to get this TV. And you're in your bunker trying to live off something, you know, some 25-year-old ravioli or chicken of the sea or something in a tin can. Carolyn don't eat a lot of tin
cans. That's kind of stuff Carol buys.
Something like
I don't eat it.
I don't know what you're eating.
I don't want to know what I'm eating.
So the point then becomes that you don't have to go like that. It's not that serious. But what is important is you have enough of the layout here. From if there's any good part left of the tech body, if there's any good part of it, is to embrace the ascension aspect of it. And when you do that, you have a capacity. It's clear. It's not hard. This isn't difficult. It's getting easier, actually. It's getting clearer. Some people need evidentiary position. So we'll probably, once they clear out the hospitals, we'll get you an MRI or a nice head cat scan. Tell you what's up.
Everybody should listen to Ion explain ascension.
I must be driving the tech body crazy because I've got the 19 keys and airs on my cell phone Kindle. So it's just blasting through the whole realm.
It's beautiful. Hey. It's beautiful. It's wonderful.
Yeah, but if one
and
person
so
is not engaged, it has no effect, and that's me. I don't have a cell phone, so everything becomes Luddite inconsequential.
Yeah,
so listen, I end up adding what you're saying.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead. No, you.
No, we're
you,
good.
You. Yeah, okay.
Oh, okay. We don't mind.
You won't go, so I got to go.
It.
Okay.
No, we can do it. We can do it.
Right. So what was I going to say? Okay. So, Heather. Oh, listen. Heather I think that's Heather Snow. Heather's on there replaying the archetype of Heather on Greg Duffel's old show. This ridiculous Heather used to call in and go on about the Zionist lobby and all this rearview mirror anti-Semitic Israel stuff. Well, we have here Heather, and the way she's, the thing she's emphasizing, she wants to ask Ina about, is like the Fed, all these old things.
Oh.
She's not a good Mae Brussels for the female faction, Carol. Now, Lofty is a fine case of the movie, The Rumor of the View, where the stupid maid suddenly at the end does something that fixes everything up, and no one expected it from the maid. That's Reimer. Reimer's been doing nothing for years. Laid up there in the wilderness of Ontario. He's suddenly jumping in, and he's posting constantly now, Carol. He's inspired. He needs Bob, needs reinforcement. He's the maid from The Rumor of the View. And he says, first of all, Susanna says, now you got to answer these, Ian. Susanna says, Ian said there would be no Easter this year. Madeline says, Trump is going to visit the Easter services. Susanna, Ian also said all the chicken will die, or chickens. Do you have something to say about it? Are they saying that you are not fulfilling those statements, Ian?
Watch. Watch and see.
Yeah. She's saying, Ian also said all the chickens will die. What's that got to do with you? Did you say that?
The roasty pollo is going away. There's a blight coming on the chicken industry. It's going to make chicken poison. So you can't, if you have chicken, you're going to be starving to death. And in order to live, you got to throw out the last of the chicken. That's the last you got. You'll see.
So I don't know what Susanna is reinforcing Ian or wondering what Ian meant, but Ian just
She's
explained.
She's just stating it. Now, are you guys, have you stopped the Egyptian Book of the Dead?
No, no.
Because if you have,
no.
I get to make the pizza.
Don't worry about that. I don't need no
God.
Pizza right away, Carol. I'm not run by that
pizza.
Kind of stuff. So
Carol,
I stay on duty.
It's nothing to do with
We're
you.
In the ninth inning, for fuck's sake. I don't worry about pizza.
Well,
okay.
I'm bringing up pizza.
Die.
You're
yeah,
bringing
you try
up
to distract,
the
you try to distract me with the
I'm
feminine wiles
to
of cooking. As if I care what feminine people did. As if I care about cooking. No. Wait. Your faction, you're blocking your faction. So Madeline said, Let's mute Carolyn. I can't get to her. You mute her. Mute her.
Oh, no.
Everybody, mute Carolyn.
The power of power.
Yeah, I remember him. A guy named Powers.
Austin Powers.
No, a guy in Dartmouth. He played in the hockey team.
Can
Patty
I get
Powers.
Back to the dead, please? Let me get
Yeah, let, let me just finish up with what they're saying, though, Carol. Madeline says, Bob, the best hope. So she defected from you. Jean says, the best hope you've got today is Bob. Run. So Jean's defected. Susanna says, here comes Bob to save the day. And then Jean says, that's who? Lofty from the old Dupes form? She kind of remembers that. Lofty, she quotes that Bob's a cold, dry orb. Then Jean says, Connie dried his lung out. LOL. I don't know what that's about. Lung.
When you used to wheeze and hack. Every time he almost dies,
rattle.
I save him. And
no,
he never, never remembers. Yeah.
I don't remember nothing. Okay. I created you. You're my Pygmalion, so stop, blowing your own horn. Lofty says, me too flips, tetradically speaking. He's figured out what me too tetradically flipped into. Not me. Well, at least he's quoting Ion. Me too flips into not me. So there he is saying some interesting stuff about the feminine world. Then Gene quotes me, the longest Damascus and Malice merger. Then Lofty comes back in to counter Gene with, don't walk, run. So you now can go for it. We're up to date. I think.
Hey.
You can finish up, Carol.
Hey, Carol, you got to make the pizza.
Thank you. Thank you, oh beauteous one. Continuing, thou protectest them with thy beauties. Thy Ka riseth up with the celestial food, pizza, Hu and Tashof. O thou mightily victorious one, thou power of powers, who makest strong thy throne against the sinful ones. That's you and Ion after I go to bed. Whose risings on thy throne?
We have done that. We have done that. We have done that.
I know.
Yeah, we did.
whose risings on thy throne in the sextet bode are mighty, whose strength is widespread in the at-et bode. Make thou the Osiris Ani to
be glorious by virtue of his word, which is truth, and Kert Neter. Grant thou that he may be an Amentet free from evil, and let his offenses be set behind thee. Grant thou that he may, Bob's laughed, Carolyn. Grant thou that he may live there, a devoted slave of the spirit souls. Let him mingle among the hurt souls who live in Chasheret, the holy land. Let him travel about in the second Aru, the Elysian fields, comfortably to thy decree with joy of heart, him, the Osiris Ani, whose word is truth. And the God maketh answer, thou shalt come forth into heaven, thou shalt sail over the sky, and thou shalt hold loving intercourse with the star gods. That's Reverend Stang's prediction. Praises shall be made to thee in the boat. Thy name shall be proclaimed in the Atet boat. Thou shalt look upon Bob within his shrine. Thou shalt make the Bob to set with prayer every day. Thou shalt see the Entfish. That's Beefheart's song. Ant-Man B. Thou shalt see the Entfish in his transformation to the depths of the waters of turquoise. Thou shalt see the Abtu fish in his time. It shall be that the evil one, Dr. Dean, shall fall when he devises a plan to destroy thee, and the joints of his neck and back shall be hacked asunder. That'd be by Brian. Ra saileth with a fair wind. I'll say it again. Ra saileth with a fair wind, and the sextet boat progresses and cometh into port. The mariners of Ra rejoice, and the heart of the Lady of the Hour is glad. Who's the Lady of the Hour? That's still up in the... I'm not sure. For the enemy of her lord hath been cast to the ground. Who's your enemy, Karen? Who's been cast to the ground?
You!
All right. Thou shalt behold Horus, that's my son, standing on the pilot's place in the boat, and Bob and Madeline shall stand, one on each side of him. All the gods shall rejoice when they behold Ra coming in peace to make the hearts of the spirit souls to live. And the Bob Annie, or the Osiris Annie, whose word is truth, not the facts, but the truth, the assessor of the holy offerings of the lords of Bobstown, or Thebes, shall be with them. Whose word is truth, I'll repeat that, and let the Bob Annie, whose word is truth, the assessor of the holy offerings of the lords of Bobstown, shall be with them.
What?
And then we have the chart of the new moon unit, and that'll be the next time. And that's number 14, Cal. Slay Dobstown, I slay Club 22 and 14. So see, Cal, that's how you read this stuff. No stumbling
page
like your amateur attempt.
Page 38.
Page 38 adds up to 11.
And Bob ends by immaturing me. My God, Bob.
Now, did I explain this? Do you want to go over it, Ion, with Carolyn, word by word, and fill it in?
No, that was perfect.
That was good.
Nope, that was perfect. You did it. That was good. Because we did a little rah-rah thing about what's up, and just explained the rah-rah of how it works out from the dead side. So basically what we're pointing out is the dead people are further ahead so far than most of the humans are that are God and don't know it. They have the power and they don't know it. So they run and they pump a little bit more, 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 a little bit more. Oops, oops, gotta crank the big throw of the needle tongue again. Meanwhile, back at the ranch is pumping, pumping, pumping all the way to the hex advertisement. We've mentioned this.
Very good. Nice wrap up there, Ion.
And it's kind of cool. I mean, the chapter of the new moon. The new moon came up a couple nights ago, so I didn't know if we'd get to the new moon. Obviously, we haven't because Bob distracted us so much. Thank you, Bob. It would have been wonderful to do the new moon, but no, we're not going to. Thank you very much,
Ion. It's okay because the things that are going to happen between now and then will make that new moon mean something.
Hey.
See, my interferences always work out, Carolyn. All right.
Woe is you, Bob. Woe.
Yep. That's
whoa,
what they all say. And I'll go back and review what they said in the last 5 minutes on the chat line later. We need a break. So much gratitude for Ion helping out Bob in the final lap.
Yeah.
And
that's Carolyn, good, because that Kurt Netter was our Kurt Netter was getting sore, Bob.
Is Kurt Netter?
Ion,
is Kurt Netter?
Kurt Netter.
Oh.
Ion, thank you for keeping Bob kind of complacent throughout this. I know we have to, you know, all
first 13 chapters
assuage him.
Sure.
Yes.
Yep. And let me tell you, and tell you what. The Adderall is not helping anything either, Carol. I want you to know that.
No, no. It's Prozac next. Seriously. It's
going in.
Hey, Carol, the image you need, as Carol's reading these documents, you have to remember during the 2016 debates when Trump would pace behind Hillary. You remember that? He'd sort of loom over Hillary and scare the shit out of her as she would try to make her little points. And he'd lurk and like a psychopath. That's what you have to imagine Bob's doing for the past 13 sessions while Carolyn was trying to make her point.
Yeah, I have no point.
Looming.
Now you're quoting Beefheart.
Yeah.
He said Zappa had a point of view, but he himself didn't have a point. He said if the universe had a point, the sun would gouge your eyes out.
Right, right.
So you're taking the Beefheart view.
Right. Okay, guys, you're going to play some music.
Head away.
Here we go. Thank you very much.
Yep.
There we go.
Peace in a minute.